早晨嘅时候，我哋又有机会呢喺空气中同弟兄姊妹一齐嘅见面。
Good morning. We want to thank the Lord that once again we can come before Him and meet together in this way.
如果弟兄姊妹呢，你头先早一啲嘅上嚟呢，你就听见头先阿卡弟兄同我播呢一首嘅诗歌。
You came a little bit earlier, you would have heard Kai had played a hymn for us.
呢首诗歌叫《昨日、今日、直到永远，耶稣不改变
And the title of the hymn was Yesterday, Today, Forever. Jesus is the same.
》。系诗篇95篇，95首。
And it's hymn 95.
咁我哋今朝早嘅聚会，交通聚会呢，我哋。願意同弟兄姊妹先開始我哋一啲嘅禱告，然後我哋開始我哋嘅交通。
And before we begin today's sharing meeting, we will have some prayer.
主啊，感謝讚美你，因為你係永遠不改變嘅神。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, because you are the God who never changes.
无论地上边环境点样嘅变迁，但你应永远系一样嘅，因为你系昨日、今日到永远不改变嘅神。
No matter what the circumstances, how this world changes from day to day, but Lord, you never change because you are the same yesterday, today, and forever.
你定义要将祝福赏赐俾我哋，让我哋。就喺你嘅里边享用到安息，我哋感谢你。
And you desire for us to have peace in this world. And for this, we thank you.
愿意早上我哋再一次相聚喺埋一齐嘅时候，让你嘅同在亦显喺我哋中间。
And Lord, this morning as we gather together, may your presence be here with us.
因为你曾经应许过话。有地上有两三个人奉你个命聚会，你就喺佢哋中间嘅。
Because it is your promise that when two or three are gathered together here on earth, that you would be in their midst.
因此我哋深信主你嘅同在，早上要喺我哋嘅中间。
And we truly believe, Lord, that your presence is here with us this morning.
早晨亦都愿意喺藉着呢个机会。嚟到见证你喺我哋身上边所作，同埋你向我哋所启示嘅信息。
And Lord, this morning we would want to share fellowship on our experiences and how you have worked in our lives and what you have revealed unto us.
愿所有嘅荣耀颂赞一一嘅归翻俾你。
May all the glory and honor all be given back unto you.
奉主耶稣基督嘅名祈祷。Amen.
And we pray all this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. 好，头先嗰一首嘅诗歌咧，我哋只系听过呢个嘅音乐。咁咧，我而家想弟兄姊妹拎出你嘅诗歌95首，我哋一齐唱《昨日、今日、直到永远》呢首嘅诗歌。
So earlier we were only listening to the melody, the piano playing, but right now let us turn to hymn 95 and let us sing it all together. Hymn 95, Yesterday, Today, Forever.
咁咧，我就会打出嚟喺个荧光幕上边。不过弟兄姊妹，如果你有诗歌嘅，请你拎个诗歌出嚟，我哋一齐唱。
Put it on. The screen, I'll share the screen with the lyrics, but if you have your hymnary with you handy, please bring it out and we can sing it along together.
Okay. 现在开始啊。这个荣 有时时刻天堂心有简单，周日今日子的永远也做不改变，他人是爱拯救罪人一直人疾病，平静风浪漫无尽不容要回到明明。 Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. 耶稣那是罪人知道并接近你，他来寻找罪人必提遍不奇迹，他必对你说出恩言，像他在当年等的人说你最赦免，可平安向前。 Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. 当大众见日人同行，一去你把戏照样，他在我的一生与我永结子，不求我就要再见他，因他别快乐，他别与世万川一样，当他降临时，昨日今日直到永远，耶稣不改变，万事万物都在改变，耶稣不改变，耶稣不改变，耶稣不改变，万事万物都在改变，耶稣不改变。我们很感谢主给我们这样的应许。
We really thank the Lord that He gives us such a promise.
祂昨日、今日、永远不改变。
That yesterday, today, forever, Jesus never changes.
我特別喜歡咧最尾嗰一節，啊，那個詩歌咧就係第四節嘅，但係我打出嚟係第三節嚇。佢話咧，啊，不久我就要再見他，因他必再來，他必與昔完全一樣，當他降臨嘅時候。
And I particularly like the last stanza, which was actually the fourth stanza in the hymn book, but we sang it as the third. And it says there, soon again we shall behold him. Hasten, Lord, the day, but 'twill still be this same Jesus as he went away.
即是说没几耐之后呢，我就会再见到他的了。这个是我们等候主的再回来的一个的盼望。
Meaning that soon, not long from now, I will see him again. I will see him. And this is the promise he has.
对我们的主的再回来有一个很大的一个渴望。
And this longing for his return, this is a great longing for us.
而且呢, 说他来,他往日, 第一次来的时候, 是怎么样的? 他今次再回来,他仍然是一样。
It also says that how he was when he first came will be the same as when he returns.
你記得第一次主再回來,主來的時候,第一次來的時候,是為了拯救我們脫離罪惡,脫離這個捆綁而來。Now,
if you remember that the Lord, when he first came, he came to save us. It was to save us from ourselves.
结果呢,因着他的救赎的大功,我们今天得着释放,我们得着可以有这个救恩。
And because of his great work, we have received salvation and freedom from his from bondage.
但当他再一次回来的时候,
but when he returns, when he comes again,
这位的救主, 他是迎娶我们, 进入到去他的天国里面。
He returns to take us into heavenly kingdom.
没错,我们现今的等候已经是说, 哎呀,我们等了很久了,很久了,这样。
And it may be so that we might be saying, oh, we've been waiting for a long time.
我们也不知道主什么时候才会再回来, 因为圣经说只有父才知道那个日子。
And indeed, we do not know when the Lord will return, because only the scripture tells us that only the Father knows the time.
但根据圣经说, 主已经是很近的了, 已经来到门口了。
But according to his word, the Lord is nearby. He's very, very close. He's already at the door.
我记得上一个星期, 王汉先弟兄在我们中间交通。
And I remember this past week when our brother Wong was sharing with us.
我也记得他讲过一句话，他说神的心意呢，不是在这个世界上边，或者说在地上边所发生的事情。
And I recall him saying that the Lord's heart is not on this world and what happens on this world.
我们呢，今日就是我们的心意，不知是不是就是在这个地上边。 和在地上所发生的所有的事情,
what is in our hearts is our hearts thinking of the things and the matters of this world.
但是在神的心里面,
and for God, his heart is not focused on all these things that are happening in this world.
神的心意今天, 是在他的旨意能不能够成就的这件事情上面。
And his heart is on whether or not his will be completed.
而神的心意何时能够达成呢? 是在乎你我今天的生活是否让神有他的地位在我们的身上面。
And when will his will be complete? It will be when he has first place in our hearts.
主的话是实在的,是不改变的。
The Lord's word is a surety, it will not change.
正如他自己是一个不改变的神一样。
Just as he himself is a God who never changes.
诗歌说万物,万事, 都改变,
the hymn tells us that all may change, but Jesus never.
但我们不能够不承认说,
that we cannot help but confess that we are ever changing. Therefore, we need to be reminded constantly and to be renewed.
因为我们是一个非常善忘的人,
because we tend to keep ourselves very attention drawn away and busy.
我盼望我哋听过呢啲嘅信息，又盼望我哋读过嘅呢个圣经能够常存喺我哋嘅心嘅里边，亦都让我哋嘅生活，让我哋呢个人嘅见证，能够将我哋所读过、所睇过嘅我哋嘅主耶稣佢嘅真理呢活出喺我哋嘅生命嘅当中。
And now we've heard the messages, we've read the scripture. May what we've read and what we've learned really be lived out. The realities of Christ that we've learned really be lived out in our lives.
好啊，我就愿意让更多嘅时间俾弟兄姊妹，我哋一同进入去交通嘅里边。
And we'll leave the rest of this time for brothers and sisters to enter into fellowship.
如果你有交通咧，咁你就开咗你嘅麦，开咗你嘅影像，咁就得噶啦。
And if you have any sharing, you can turn on your video and turn on your microphone.
If 大家冇嘅话咧，咁我就把握嘅机会。
If other sisters are deferring the time, I will take up the time and start the sharing with brothers and sisters now.
咁咧，星期五晚咧，我哋睇紧呢个彼得前书第五章。
On Friday evenings, we're studying the book of Peter, chapter five. We're at chapter five.
咁咧就想引用呢、這個第五節嚇、第五章嘅五節嘅下半節，就係、是、神阻擋驕傲嘅人，賜恩俾謙卑嘅人。
I'd like to share with brothers and sisters the latter portion of verse 5. So it will be 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5, just the latter portion, and it says.For God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
咁啊，呢個驕傲人咧就特別俾我諗起呢個但以理書所提到嘅呢個尼布巴比倫王呢個尼布甲尼撒。
And so when it comes to this word proud, the image that comes to mind is King Nebuchadnezzar, as described in the book of Daniel.
咁啊，都係因著呢個新冠病毒呢、這個 COVID-19 臨到President 呢個 Trump 啦，總統啦。
And I wanted to relate that to the current events, the ongoings of COVID-19, particularly how our President Trump has now been diagnosed with being positive for COVID-19.
有就。但以理呢就三次或者咁讲两次嘅同呢个尼布甲尼撒王讲到神响人嘅国中嚟到掌权。
And going back to the book of Daniel, we see that it's recorded for us that two times Daniel had approached Nebuchadnezzar and spoke to him about God's work in the world.
咁第三次就系对住佢个仔提到佢父亲尼布甲尼撒王，亦都系讲到神系响人嘅国中嚟到去掌权。
And then there was a third recording, but that time, Daniel had spoken to the son, to once again declare how God is at work in man's realm, in this world.
所以人唔好以为咧，佢系佢自己响度掌权。佢可以憑自己意思而行。
And so the lesson, the take-home lesson is that we should never feel as if we are the one that's totally in control, that we dictate our destiny.
咁啊，喺但以理书第五章嗰度第十九节嗰度讲到，其实佢能够嚟到掌权，其实系神所赐俾佢嘅。
And in Daniel, chapter 5, verse 9.
19.
Sorry, in verse 19, It reads there, because of the majesty that he, which is God Jehovah, gave him, all people, nations, and languages tremble in fear before him.
系啦，我咁多谢啦，Michael 就先帮我读咗，系神赐佢大权，响各方各国各族人都因着佢，都响佢面前嚟到战惊恐惧，咁啊，佢又可以随意生杀，随意嚟到升降。
And so again, it says because of God Jehovah that He grants all the people, nations, and languages to be trembling and fearing of coming before Him. And also, whomever God wishes, He can execute it. Whomever He wished, He kept alive.
就讲到呢个尼布甲尼撒王啊，佢嘅心态啦。
It tells us of the heart attitude of Nebuchadnezzar, tells us about the actions that he took.
第二十节那里讲到他心高气傲,灵也刚辟,甚至行事狂傲。
In verse 20, it goes on to describe Nebuchadnezzar, and when his heart was lifted up and his spirit was hardened in pride, he was deposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him.
神咧，其实都有啊，嚟到提醒佢，甚至系警告佢嘅，甚至即系佢自己喺梦中嘅时候咧，呢个系第一次吓。咁啊，神如果对着阿布尼布甲尼撒王嚟讲咧，系神咧喺梦中都已经同佢讲到，唔系佢可以随意而行嘅。
And for Nebuchadnezzar, he actually had a dream, and God spoke to him in the dream. And in the dream, God reminded him and even warned him that it was God who was in control of his life, and that he was not acting of his just own accord, doing whatever it is that he himself wanted, but it was God who was in control and sovereign.
咁啊，神透過但以理嚟到提醒佢同埋忠告佢啦。And
so God utilized Daniel as the proper instrument to come to bring reminders and also to warn him.
咁啊，就希望佢能夠醒悟啦。 能够谦卑嘅嚟到向神嘅面前。And
through these means, through the dreams, and also through Daniel, the hope was that Nebuchadnezzar would be awakened from his slumber, and that he would be humbled and be alerted to what is true.
咁啊，但系。 尼布甲尼撒王有冇接受佢嘅呢个忠告呢？
But did Nebuchadnezzar wake up to the facts of the truth of the facts?
我哋睇到冇喎，佢唔净止咁样，佢仲为自己造咗一个金像。
But sadly, he did not. He did not repent. Instead, his pride drove him even further to build for himself a golden image.
咁又搞呢个个人嘅崇拜，系咪一件好小嘅事情呢？
So is this just a everyday type of event that happens with royalty where they want to garner worship for themselves?
即係尼布甲尼撒王，佢搞個人崇拜，即係要人嚟到去敬拜佢咧。
What the Nebuchadnezzar wanted to do was to elevate himself so that others would come to worship him, to acknowledge him.
係咪一件小事呢？
So is this just something that's very small?
其實咧，如果你睇翻呢個嗰個源頭嘅話咧，咁啊，你就知道唔係一件小事嚟嘅。
if we look at it, we realize and inspect it in full, we realize, no, this is not a simple thing.
因为呢，响呢个响以西结书嘅呢个十四章。
So if we take a look at Ezekiel,
咁咧，我哋睇到咧，嗰個源頭咧，其實係指著呢個本來被稱為呢個明亮之星嘅明亮之星嚇，呢個早晨之子嚇嘅係全然美麗嘅呢個天使長嚟講嘅。
If you look at the source of where this pride, how did was pride revealed? Where the source came from? And we look at the individual, the person of the morning star, the one who was whose beauty was beyond all others. If we take a look at that particular character or person,
咁啊，呢个被称为路西弗 Lucifer 啊，呢个天使长啊，就系魔指就魔鬼嚟讲嘅。
So that would be Lucifer, and he was the archangel. And so he is then who we refer to as Satan.
因为他曾经讲过他，我要升到天上。
And so his aspiration was to arise in status. He wanted to be lifted up to the heavens.
即是他的宝座，以上天上是高过众星的。
And that his status and his place would be high above anything else, higher than anything else.
咁佢又要升高，要与神嚟到同等的。
In fact, he wanted to be lifted up to such a place that he was equal to God.
可以参考这个，我引用错咗，系其实系以赛亚书呢个28章。咁啊，另外你都可以参考以西结书嘅14章。
You can look at the reference in Ezekiel chapter 14, but it's also more specifically in Isaiah chapter 28.
所以呢个骄傲咧，就系同神嘅性情系完全相反嘅。
So this character of pride is the total opposite of God's character.
所以即英文圣经嗰度呢个神阻挡骄傲人咧，系讲到神系反对神唔净止拦阻，成直情系反对，因为佢系企响神嘅对边嘅。
So in the scripture, it says very specifically, God is opposed to the proud. So it's not just the fact that God restricts or limits those who are prideful, but it says specifically, God is opposed to them. There's 100% the opposite. He opposes those who have this trait.
咁对着我哋有咩关系呢？
So you might ask, well, how does this apply to me?
其实圣经就话，我哋要效法保罗，好似保罗效法基督一样。So
it tells us that we are, the Bible tells us that we are to consider Christ.
咁就唔好效法嗰啲企喺神对面嗰啲人。
And then, if we are to do so, then we should not focus and consider those which are in opposition to Christ.
其实但以理就都是一个其中一个好美好的榜样。Now
Daniel himself was an excellent example for all of us.
他是敬畏神。
He revered God.
咁啊，佢又係唔以神所賜俾佢嘅嚟到去誇口。And
he was not prideful or boastful of the things that God had brought into his life.
所以当但以理咧为呢、这个尼布甲尼撒王啊解啊解梦嘅时候
，and so when Daniel was called upon to interpret the dreams of King Nebuchadnezzar，
咁咧佢讲话啊，并唔系因为我嘅智慧啊胜过一切嘅活人。
He says that is not because I am able to interpret, I'm able to tell you what God intends is not because of my own intellect. It's not that I'm smarter than anyone else.
而是神将这个智慧啦这个解释他梦的这个智慧赐给我的。
But rather, it was God who permitted me to understanding of the interpretation of the dreams so that I have the wisdom to let you know what the interpretation is.
咁佢谦卑咧，另外一个显明咧，就系啊为王解第一个梦嘅时候咧，啊佢唔净止佢自己啊嚟到响神面前嚟到去啊谦虚嘅去寻求。
And when he interpreted the first dream for Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel humbled himself before God to receive the interpretation.
啊，唔正止佢自己，佢同埋咧，佢啊，佢三个属灵嘅同伴，咁啊就系响呢个第一章第六节所提到嘅啊，哈尼亚、米沙利同埋亚撒利亚。
But it wasn't just himself, came before God, but also his three friends, three friends that are indicated in verse 6 of chapter 1, they came together and together in unison looked upon God to await for the interpretation.
他不是很看重王所给的赏赐，但他呢只有在神面前求，只有一件事求这个王，就是将他属灵的三个同伴呢叫他们能够跟他一起的去管理整个巴比伦省各样的事务。
And as Daniel came before Nebuchadnezzar, he did not ask Nebuchadnezzar for any prize or any particular reward. He asked that he and his three friends, who are his spiritual companions, essentially, that all three of them might be able to be those who would be appointed to be able to do according to how God led them.
因为时间关系呢，我没办法再详细讲去，但呢就叫我们学习但以理好像圣经里面所讲的，尼迦书里面所讲的。
And so because of time constraint, I'll just concisely summarize my conclusion.
神所要我哋嘅系咩呢？
What is it that God wants of us？
就系我哋要行公义、好怜悯、存谦卑嘅心与神同行。
Is that we humble ourselves and walk righteously before God？
咁啊，叫神喺凡事上嚟到得着呢个称赞，得着呢个喜悦同埋满足。
And if we are able to do so，then God will reward us with His recognition, and that we would be able to live properly before Him.
I'll
end my sharing here.
I have a bit of a sharing.My sharing is also regarding 1 Peter.
彼得前书那里，这个第五章。
1 Peter chapter 5.
有一节是讲到关于是一个，是真爱。真恩啊，五章十二节。
That's found in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 12.
佢呢度讲话， 我略略的写了这信，托我所看为忠心的兄弟西拉，转交你们，劝勉你们，又证明这恩是神的真恩。你们务要在这恩上站立得住。
That's 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 12. Through Silvanus, our faithful brother, for so I regard him, I have written to you briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Stand firm in it. And so I looked into this term, these words, true grace, and I was only able to find one instance in the entirety of the Bible. Well, at least as far as the Chinese translation, I've only seen it recorded once. And it appearing only one time, it feels very unique.
就好似我哋嘅救主耶稣基督，佢系独一嘅真神。
Just as our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, He is the one and only true living God.
佢系真恩、真情、真义。
And he's a true grace, he's true love, true righteousness. And so we say that it's his true love because we've seen his love displayed on the cross. And so this true grace represents his a true salvation.
同埋呢個真恩咧，剛才講咗啦，係從神而嚟嘅。
And so, as we said earlier, this true grace is comes from God alone.
係獨一無二嘅，係獨一嘅、長存嘅、永遠嘅。
And it's unique. It's one of a kind. It is eternal.
係因著憐憫嘅。
And it's by mercy. Therefore, we must truly be thankful towards God. Also says here for us to stand firm in this true grace.
呢个讲站立得住，意思即系话，如果我哋站立唔住又点啊
？So when it says here that we must stand firm, so what happens if we're not able to stand firm?
如果站立唔住，咪失脚咯。
Now, if you are not able to stand firm, you may fall.
跌倒系。
You will fall.
有時我哋喺信主嘅歷程裏邊咧，少不免會有遇到難處。
And it is inevitable that we will come across trials and hardships.
當我哋有難處，我哋就會求告神啦。
And when we come upon these difficult times, then we will pray. We'll go to God.
很多时候我们不会说神会说一次就你求告他就立刻有答允或者有什么、啊 你嘅难处会即时解决，未必会有，未必可以咁，即系可以处理到做到。
And most often the time is, most often it we do not receive an immediate answer. We do not receive relief from our hardship immediately.
咁我哋就对神失信心啦。
And oftentimes is the case that we will lose faith because of this.
就埋怨神啦。
And we complain to God.
咁啊，因为咁样咧，就导致自己嗰个属灵嘅光景低沉。
And because of this, then our spiritual condition will fall as well.
呢啲就系失脚。
And this is what it means when we are not able to stand firm and we fall.
所以喺呢个咁嘅光景里边咧，你唔系你个处境咁样嘅时候咧，你仍然系得救嘅。
And when you are in such a condition, spiritually speaking, you're still saved.
只是属于是，正如四章十八节嗰度讲，彼得前书四章十八节嗰度讲，紧紧得救。
You're still saved, but as it is recorded in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 18, that you are barely saved.
所以我们对神要有信心。
And so we need to have faith in God.
因为仇敌往往都好似咆哮嘅狮子，遍地游行，走去寻找呢啲软弱嘅人，可以吞吃嘅人。
And we know that Satan is like a prowling lion who prowls around seeking to devour those who are weak of faith.
所以我哋要坚定我哋个信心，对神要有信心。
And so we need to strengthen our faith in the Lord.
如果经历呢啲种种嘅苦难，就算有苦难，我哋都系要对神有信心。
That even though we have many trials and difficult times, we need to have faith in God.
因为呢啲苦难都系自暂自轻嘅。
We know that all these trials are temporary and light afflictions.
我们要将荣耀归返给神。
We need to give glory, all glory back to God.
我的交通停在这
里。I end my sharing here.
我有一点交通。
I would like to share with brothers and sisters.
因为上个星期汉先弟兄在我们中间一些的信息。
Last weekend, our brother Daniel was here and he shared with us.
叫我重新的省察和看一看思想究竟什么是主的福音。
And his message caused me to pause and to be self-inspective, to once again renew in my mind,review in my mind, what exactly is the gospel of Jesus Christ?
究竟乜嘢系主嘅福音？
What is the gospel of Jesus Christ?
福音喺我嘅身上有啲乜嘢嘅果效？
And what are the fruits of the gospel in my life?
同埋我向别人传福音嘅时候，我嘅心思同埋个我目的系乜嘢？
And to look a little deeper to see what is the purpose that I hold when I tell others of the gospel, what is it that I hope to achieve?
韩先弟兄就提到福音是主耶稣自己。
Our brother Daniel reminded us that the gospel of Jesus Christ is Jesus Christ himself.
福音 的果效就是当主的权柄在接受福音的人的身上显到出来。
And the result of the gospel comes when the authority of Jesus Christ is over the person who actually hears and receives the gospel.
因为马太，他用马太那里，主的话就说，要我们做他的门徒。
And as it's depicted in the Gospel of Matthew, it describes that particular process or that particular event as being when we become his disciples.
就是说全部都听主的话，主在我们身上有绝对的权柄。
That means that we hear and are obedient to our Lord Jesus Christ completely. That means that whatever he tells us, then we will do.
这个应该是接受福音的人，福音在我们身上，在我的身上应该所产生的果效。
And this is the precise fruit of the gospel as it blossoms in the person who has received the gospel.
但是我承认很多时候我就是将那个焦点和我自己在主面前那个生活的内容着重在罪得到赦免平安的日子安舒健康。
But I have to be honest to say that more often than not, my focus and also what I share of the Lord's work in my life really is just restricted to resulting or the results of just being healthy and being having peace and being receiving those gifts from God, from the Lord.
罪得到赦免。
That I'm satisfied as long as I have of my sins being resolved.
我记得汉先弟兄他就用了讲了两次，他说如果我们停留在这样的光景里面，跟主耶稣的福音争得远了，争得远了。他讲了两次，好像刚才说争得远了，争得远了。
I remember our brother in his message telling us if that is our case, where we think that the focus of the gospel is merely this, then that and where the Lord is supreme or where the Lord is sovereign completely, the distance is very far away, very far away. And he repeated that to emphasize the point that that is not the result that God wants.
同埋我又喺度思想，好多时候我传福音俾别人嘅时候，嗰个心思同埋嗰个目的。
And it caused me to think, what is my attitude and what is my goal in telling someone of the gospel?
当我如果听到一个人，我个朋友佢啊得咗重病，哎就死噶啦，咁我哎呀死啦，佢仲未。信耶稣啊，快啲同佢传福音啦！如果唔系咧，佢就要永远灭亡噶啦。
So, for example, if I hear of a friend of mine who has fallen gravely ill to the point where they might be on their deathbed, they're going to be passing on very soon, and so immediately my thought is, oh, they haven't believed in the Lord yet. I have to tell them about Jesus Christ. I have to tell them about Jesus Christ now.
我有亲戚年纪好大啦，我个心就想，哎呀，佢年纪咁大，佢生命嘅尽头就快要嚟到啦。如果佢唔信耶稣，佢就要永远嘅灭亡噶啦。
I think of an individual who might be older in age. So we in that situation, we think, well, they don't have much time here on earth anymore. And if I don't tell them about the gospel, if they don't believe in Jesus Christ, they're going to be condemned to hell forever.
这个是事实来的，这些都是事实。
Now, both of these scenarios, both of those conclusions that one would have are true. They are actually true.
弟兄姊妹,你是不是跟我都有这样的心思呢?
So I'll ask you, brothers and sisters, do you hold these same perspectives, the same perspectives as I do?
当我们传福音的时候,我们是不是只是存着一个这样
So are these the purpose and also the attitude that we hold whenever we go forth to tell others of the gospel? If this is where we're at, I've come to realize that just means that we have limited the gospel to just our own scope, just to where we are at. It's a selfish gospel.
The self become the focus of the gospel. 自己成为了那个中心.
That the self becomes the focus of the gospel.
站得远。
It's too far away from what God intends. It's too far away.
福音是什么呢?
So then, what is the gospel?
感谢主, 我们一起来读一节圣经。
Thank the Lord. Let us...
这节圣经呢,我相信很多弟兄姊妹都熟念了, 就是约翰福音第3章16节。
Let's look at the gospel as presented in the Bible. It's found in a verse that many brothers and sisters already have memorized and can recite. It's recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter
3:16.
It's Gospel of John, chapter 3:16. We're not going to be sharing the verse online. Many brothers and sisters already are familiar with this.
识念的,同我一起读,中文英文,神爱世人,甚至将他的独生子赐给他们,叫一切信他的不至灭亡,反得永生。So
please, if you are able to recite it with me or read it along. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
我们没办法不承认,我们常常的焦点就是放在叫一切信他的不至灭亡,反得永生。We
cannot help but to confess that oftentimes our focus is that first part, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life, the last part.
感谢主,这个是福音的一部分。Thank
the Lord, that is part of the gospel.
信主的人不至灭亡,反得永生,这个是神给我们的福气。
Whoever believes in Jesus Christ shall not perish, but have eternal life. So that is the part of the gospel.
我们常常呢,就前面那句呢,我们就,我又不敢说忽视,他怎么说呢? 神爱世人,甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。
However, we may not put the similar focus or the emphasis on the first portion of that verse, not so much that we have disregarded it, but just the focus or the emphasis, because it tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son.
神的独生儿子,主耶稣基督, 何止是叫我们不至灭亡,反得永生呢?
How is it possible that God's only begotten Son, this is God's only begotten Son, how is it possible that he would permit for us to have the result of being able to have eternal life and not perish?
神的儿子,神的独生儿子主耶稣基督,岂只是等于罪得赦免? 平安舒适健康呢?
Is it possible that the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God, can affect us to the point of just having peace and having being of no sin, having a peaceful life and a healthy life? Is that all that the Son, the begotten Son of God, would be able to affect in our lives?
当弟兄这样提醒我，我再在这个福音是什么的事上面来思想的时候，我觉得神将他最宝贵独生的儿子给过了我们，是真是那充满万有者所充满的，我真的没办法用言语来到形容神将几大的福气，几大的礼物来到给过我们，他的独生儿子耶稣基督。
Our brother is sharing, and these thoughts came into my heart, and it caused me to consider this matter. What a great treasure has been given to us. What a great gift. He who fills all in all, this, the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God, how great of a gift he has granted unto us.
福音主耶稣基督自己，佢个权柄喺我哋呢啲接受福音嘅人身上有冇显出嚟
？Has the full authority of the Son of God, has the full authority of the only begotten Son of God been evident in our lives？
当我哋传福音嘅时候，我哋系咪净系想到嗰个人如果唔信耶稣就落地狱，还是？我们存着一个心思说，主啊，你的心意是叫万民作你的门徒，让你的权柄能够在地上来到发表通行。
When we tell someone of the gospel, are we just limiting the effect of the gospel into hope that the person who hears the gospel would be able to be saved and not suffer eternal damnation? Or do we see that a greater desire of our Lord is to have his authority be in effect over that person who hears of the gospel, and that his authority can be made evident in the life of that particular individual? Yes, God loves us.
甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。
For God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son.
甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。
To the extent that he gave us his only begotten Son.
感谢神。
Thanks be to God.
这个是神给我们最大、最丰富的礼物。
This is the greatest, most abundant gift that God is granting unto us. I'll end my sharing here.
真恩啊，彼得后书系嘛？啊，彼得前书五章十二节，你哋务要喺呢个真恩上边站立得稳啊！你们又要证明呢个恩系神嘅真恩，你们务要在这恩上站立得住。
So I'll take this opportunity to share on 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 12, following up on our brother's sharing. I've written to you briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Stand firm in it. So what is this grace? And it is grace. When it says here, it refers to grace.
恩典是什么意思呢？就是我们所不应该得的，我们得到，这些就叫做恩典。
So what is grace? Grace is us receiving something thing that we did not deserve.
但呢话俾我哋听咧，要喺呢个恩典上边啊站立得住，意思即系话可能会跌倒噶。
So here it says to, we must stand firm in this grace, meaning that if we're not careful, we will fall.
咁我哋会有啲奇怪啦。既然系恩典啊，点解会站立唔住？恩典啊，梗系啊对我好嘅嘅事系嘛？咁啊应该就站立得稳啦，点会站立得唔稳咧？
We can say, well, isn't it grace? Why would it be that we would fall or not be able to stand firm? It's something that's given to us. It is a grace given. And oftentimes we think there's no way we cannot stand firm because this is grace. This is something that we've been given, something good that we've received, even though we do not deserve it.
但是呢如果我们来到认识神的恩典的时候呢原来这个恩典呢就包括了试炼难处。
But if we are...become more familiar with this grace that God gives us. This grace also includes trials and testing.
在彼得前书里边就是讲到有火炼的试验临到我们众人。
And it says in 1 Peter that there are fiery trials that will befall us.
所以呢我们看见呢原来在这个神的恩典的里面呢是有试炼的有难处有苦难为着主。
And we see that within this grace, there are trials and there are difficulties, in the Lord.
如果我们看见恩典是你不配得的而神给过你的话呢你思想一下，我哋遇到好多嘅试炼，因着主嘅缘故，俾过你咧，你应该感恩，因为你唔配得嘅，但神俾咗你。
We look at grace and we see it as something that we are not worthy to receive. That when we receive it, we should be thankful.
呢个要将我哋眼光啊，调转下，同平时个睇法一样，有难处，我就觉得系好唔想。
We need to change our focus a little bit, and oftentimes we think when we encounter difficult times, we do not wish for them.
如果我哋留心咧，好多时跟随主嘅忠心跟随主嘅人咧，喺佢身上边嘅难处特别多一啲。
That we carefully examine those who faithfully follow after the Lord, they have particularly more difficulties and trials.
我不是讲到那些不爱主的主有管教在身上边的管教，那是在这些人身上边神的锻炼特别多一点，难处锻炼特别多一点。
And I'm not referring to the discipline for those who do not love the Lord, but it's for the training of those who are faithfully following after the Lord.
当我们回头了看的时候，我们就真的觉得遇到这样的难处是主恩待了我们。
And when we look back and we see all these testing and these trials, we should feel that that in fact, the Lord has dealt kindly with us through these.
那是神恩待这班属父的人，所以特别将更多的难处作为恩典给过他们，这个是真正的恩典。
That this true grace is these difficulties that have, that have been given to them for their own benefit.
所以咧，讲到咧， 你哋务要喺呢个恩上站立得住。
And therefore it says, in this true grace, stand firm in it.
有啲版本咧就讲到，你已经系站立喺啲恩典里边啦，你要继续站立得住，唔好跌倒。你已经喺呢个恩典里边站立啦。
And in some translations, it says that you are already standing in it. Do not fall.
就是因为有难处，所以圣经要提神嘅话提我哋唔好喺呢个恩典里边坠落。
And because there will be difficult times, the Bible reminds us to not fall.
喺启示录嘅十四章。十二节，圣徒的忍耐又在此，他们守神诫命和耶稣基督真道。
And in Revelation chapter 14 verse 12 it is recorded, here is the perseverance of the saints who keep the commandments of God and their faith in Jesus.
这些圣徒的忍耐到一个什么地步呢？
And to what extent was this perseverance of these saints?
我们知道将来甚至乎有极敌基督徒出来，凡是不拜受杖的都是被杀害的。
And we know that when the Antichrist appears, that all those who not worship the beast will be persecuted.
有哪些是不拜这个受杖的呢？
And who are the ones who will not bow, worship the beast?
就是这些守神诫命和耶稣基督真道的。
Those who will not worship the beast are those who will keep the commandments of God and their faith in Jesus.
他们的忍耐到哪一个地步呢？他们的忍耐是忍耐到几时呢？
How long will they maintain?
忍耐到他们被杀为止，继续忍耐。
So how long is their perseverance for?
那是直到他被杀，他都是这么忍耐。
And it is unto death.
我们的主耶稣都是长久的忍耐。
And our Lord himself is persevering, he is long-suffering.
为要叫人人得救，没有一个人要沉沦，人人悔改，没有一个沉沦，这个主的心来的。
And this is the heart of our Lord, that none would perish, but all would come to salvation.
Repent. 没人人悔改啊。
That all would come to repentance.
我们的主的忍耐到上十字架。
And our Lord's long suffering went all the way to the cross.
今天主向着属乎他的人都是这样。
And today, it is still for all those who belong to the Lord.
不单止叫我们得着这个恩典。
Not only that we receive this grace.
要我们好像我们主一样。愿意人人悔改，没有一个人要沉沦。
That not one of us would perish, that would all come to repentance.
爱人的灵魂。
That he is one who loves the souls.
叫我们心里边对人的灵魂有一个爱心。
That we would have a love for people's souls.
不是为着我们自己，是因着主的爱的缘故。
And not that of ourselves, but because of the love of Christ.
并且我们得着这个起初的救恩之后，
And as we have received this beginning of salvation,
我们, 需要经历, 魂的救恩,
we need to also experience the salvation of the soul.
这个难处, 你们的众弟兄都是经历过的, 彼得他书信告诉我们, 众弟兄都是经历这些难处, 意思不是一个信徒两个信徒, 而是反基督耶稣里面, 主都比我们有试炼的。
And this is something experienced by all the saints, as is recorded in 1 Peter for us. It's not just one or two individual, but all saints. That in these end times, we need to stand firm in this true grace.
以致因着咁嘅缘故，我哋能够催促等候主嘅再来。
And for this is how we are to hasten the return of our Lord.
叫主回来的时候，我们不是似 BB， 我们乃是似我们的主，满了忍耐，满了信。
That when our Lord returns, we are not in the form of a baby, but we are in his image, full of patience and full of grace, love.
Faith, 我们信靠我的主，甚至乎丧命，我们都是因着信我的主，我才愿意丧命的。
And we are full of faith, and we're only willing to give up our lives because of our faith.
我交通停在这
里。Am I sharing here?
Can I have a sharing?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Go ahead, please. Yes, go ahead, please.
Okay. Hi, brothers and sisters. So nice to be able to share with you all today.
弟兄姊妹好，好感恩能够同大家有分享。
So, my topic today is grateful for adversities.
我今天愿意跟大家分享的题目是环绕我们落在患难里面，我们要存感恩的心。
And I'll start with a Bible verse on Matthew 6:26.
我开始的时候是跟大家看一处的圣经，是马太福音第六章第二十六节。
Yes, it says, "Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sorrow, sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?"
马太福音第六章二十六节，你们看，那天上的飞鸟也不种也不收，也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活他，你们不比飞鸟贵重得多吗？
So, as I've been going through a lot of strange things, you know, during this SIP time and.Having to be out in public at work.
在過去這一段疫情裡面，在這個居家令的底下，我仍然要出去工作，經歷了很多奇怪的事情。
And through what I'm about to share, this is the verse that keeps coming up.
藉著我要跟大家所分享的，就是這一節經文特別是提醒我。
So, as we are, you know, SIP, we have to be around our family members a lot.
咁當我哋喺居家靈裏面，咁啊要啊成日係誒面對我哋嘅家人喺屋企裏面。
So I've had to deal with my child growing up in front of me more than usual.
啊，咁我啊有好多時間去啊去啊觀看我嘅啊女兒喺我面前長大。
And you know, and to experience a heartbreak from your child is never easy.
咁啊啊喺裏面啊經歷到啊啊我個女兒嚟去啊破碎我嘅心啊就更加難受。
You know. From your family members, you know, like your sisters or brothers or, you know, something of more, I guess, it's immediate, but it's still, you know, a distance. It's different than when your child breaks your heart.
可能是你的兄弟姊妹或者你爸爸妈妈可能激亲你可能都冇你嘅我嘅亲生女嚟去激我嚟去更加难受。
But also with that being said, it is nothing like a heartbreak from a parent to a child as well.
咁但系我孩子嚟去嚟去咁样去逼我激我系令我更加难受嘅。
No, so as much as my daughter has broken my heart, I too have broken my daughter's heart.
咁好似我个女嚟去破碎我嘅心，同样我都可能系破碎咗佢嘅心。
So those are, you know, those are lessons to be learned. And of course, through man, these lessons can never be learned. It will only be repeated.But with the help of the Lord, they can be minimized and ultimately overcome.
咁呢一啲實在係要喺我哋生活裏面不斷嘅嚟去學習。可能學唔好會不斷嘅嚟去發生。但係藉住主自己嘅恩典我哋係要去跨勝呢一啲嘢。
And it will be overcome, and it will not be repeated.
咁當我哋靠主嚟去得勝嘅時候，咁呢一啲就唔會再去重複啦。
So of the many strange things that have happened during this pandemic, this strange time, and of fear of being infected by COVID.
咁喺呢一個疫情裏面，喺眾多唔尋常嘅事情裏面，其中一樣就係我哋擔憂自己被呢一個新冠病毒嚟去感染。
I would never have thought that in this time I would also be accused by people whom a person whom I worked with as a murderer.
咁我亦都喺个工作里面俾人嚟去控告我系一个杀人犯。
And of this strange time of all things that I can worry about.To have, you know, contracted. I then had an outbreak of shingles.
咁我亦都喺呢一啲事情裏面亦都經歷咗呢一個三水痘嘅呢個病毒。
And prior to all of this, all I can think about was, Lord, can you just take me? I just want to be with you. Now, this is before the outbreak of my shingles. I really wanted to see the Lord, and I just wanted to be with him. I was just Yeah, this world is not for me. We're sojourners. This is not a world for me. I just really just want to see you, God. That's how I felt.
咁就係喺我發水兜之情，咁我已經有呢個心思啦，就係同主講：阿主啊，我寧願與你相聚好得無比，因為呢個世界唔係我嘅家，我哋只係一個客旅。
And you know, and as my request eventually I had time during my single recovery to think about my request.
咁當我喺得著呢個生水痘呢個病嘅期間，咁我就有更多時間嚟去思想我喺主面前呢個心思。
Now it was a miserable time, because if you have anybody has ever had a chicken pox or, you know, the virus outbreak, it's very miserable. It could be minute to extremely painful to a severe case of hospitalization.
咁若果大家曉得呢個生水痘呢個病，大家都曉得呢一個係好辛苦嘅一個病。咁可能好少嘅事情就係你會感到一個好痛但若果係嚴重嘅話，我哋可能要入院嘅，入醫院嘅。
So mine was geared towards the severe side.
咁我嗰個病情就係係嚴重嗰一面。
And as I was going through the recovery process.It dawned to me that the Lord had answered my prayer. Because I'm a faithful believer that God always answers prayers.
咁當我係慢慢嚟去康復嘅時候，我就發現主原來喺呢個過程裏面已經係答應咗我嘅禱告。我實在係能夠見證主係時常嘅回答我的禱告的。
And I also have a realization that when God answers prayers, it may not be the way that you wanted Him to answer.
咁我亦都去學習到，當主嚟去回答我嘅禱告嘅時候，佢嗰個答案。可能唔係我所要求所得到嗰個答案。
No, he answered my prayer, just not in the way that I wanted him to answer.
咁主係係答應咗我個禱告，但係佢答應個方式唔係我所想象嘅。
Yes. So through the recovery of my shingles, I can tell you.I saw God, and I clinged on Him. I clinged on Him and clinged on Him.
咁我就係喺呢一個水痘嘅康復嘅過程裏面，我就發現我不斷嘅嚟去找住主自己。
So He answered my prayer. I wanted to see Him, and He gave me a very clear view.
咁我從前嗰個答案就係、是。我願意與主同在咁主實在應許咗呢個禱告就喺呢個過程裏面叫我不斷嘅能夠係找住主與佢同在。
And not only that, but to see God the way that I requested, the way not by request, but the way that I prayed, I was he showed me that I was praying it the wrong way.
咁唔單止係咁樣，佢卻係叫我看見我從前所祈求嘅係錯誤嘅。
My prayer should have been, Lord, come soon. We're waiting.
咁我應該求嘅就係主求你快來我哋喺呢一度等候。
And through this process of being with the Lord and Him answering my prayer and just being with Him, you know, I also reflected upon all the things that he has blessed me with. You know, I really trashed.
在这个过程里面，就是我在主里面祈求，主来去答应我，亦都叫我在这个过程里面何等享受主的同在的时候，我就亦都看见另一点，就是主赐给我何等多的祝福，但是我却是没有去珍惜，我却是浪费了主赐给我的恩典。
Yeah, because he took away all my addictions. He gave me my family back. And he blessed me with a wonderful child that I could never imagine to have.
咁佢亦都將一個好寶貴嘅孩子賜過俾我。
He gave me a great job.
佢亦都將一份好嘅工作係賜過俾我。
But I didn't appreciate it to a point where I was willing to just let it all go, you know. I didn't care for it. I didn't want it. I just wanted to be with him.
咁但係我竟然浪費咗呢一切，就寧願覺得係我可以放棄呢一切，就去見主。
But you know, God has other plans. He always does.
但是主，祂向我的意念是不同的。
His plans will always be greater than what our plans are and what we want and what I want.
祂的道路是高过我们的道路。
Always. And it will always be better than what we can ever provide for ourselves.
祂的道路是永远都是高过我们的道路，祂为我们所预备的，是永远比我们自己能够为我们自己预备的多。
And we just have to have faith in all that he has blessed me with. I just have to have faith that all will be good because he has all control.
我只是需要依靠神，就是相信祂为我所预备的是最好的。So
that's the end of my sharing, and I'm so grateful for the adversity because now as my relationship grows, the Lord also grows with me.
我实在是为着我所经历的这一切难处来感恩，因为藉着这一切，我同主的关系是不断的去更新。Thank
you.
多谢。有哪位弟兄姊妹趁最后
There's still a portion of time left, the last portion of our time together. So if brothers and sisters have anything to share, please do take hold of time now. I have some thoughts in my heart that I would like to share with brothers and sisters. On Friday evenings, there's a group of brothers and sisters that are gathered together for a Bible study, and we are now at Hebrews chapter 12.
在希伯来书十二章第29节那里这样写, 因为我们的神乃是烈火。
On chapter 12, again, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29, it tells us very simply in a very short verse, it says, for our God is a consuming fire.
或者是因为我工作的缘故呢, 那我对这些火灾或者这些天灾人祸呢是比较敏感。
Perhaps it's because of my vocation, so therefore I'm a little bit more sensitive to things like fires and certainly the wildfires and natural disasters.
那我记得呢, 大概15年前, 我去南加州灭火。
I recall about 15 years ago, I was deployed to help to fight wildfires down in Southern California.
因为见到那些火灾之后的景况呢，就叫我联想起在圣经里面提到在末后的日子，还有将来要来的日子，那些在地上有形质的东西都要被烧毁。
And because of the devastation of the results of those fires that I was able to be that I was able to witness, it caused me to think about the what is foretold to us as will happen in the end times, the end of the world, when the Lord shall return, and the results that will happen where things shall be consumed.
咁我記得我翻嚟之後，又幫弟兄姊妹喺間中有分享。咁15年過咗之後咧，我又啱啱最近喺火場翻嚟。So
after my return from that particular trip, I had I took the opportunity to share that with the brothers and sisters during a sharing meeting as well. So now 15 years later, recently I was once again asked to go to fight to help with the wildfires that are ongoing now.
当然那个景象是帮15年前很相似，但只不过程度是更加的严重。
Even though circumstances may appear very similar to what it was 15 years ago, but the severity of the consequences, the severity of the devastation was much greater.
我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有见过被火烧了之后的东西是怎么样。
I wonder if brothers and sisters have ever witnessed for yourself the final result, the final set of circumstances that exists after a fire has come through and come past.
一般情况下，被火烧过，总系会有一啲嘢仲要剩翻落嚟。Now,
in general, there will still be some remnant of whatever it was that had suffered the damages of the fire.
如果这些火是很猛烈的话，剩下来的只不过一些比尘埃还小的粉末。And
if the fire was very intense, then the end result would be essentially powder-like remnants.
轻轻用嘴一吹，就如烟消散，就没了。
Very easily, the remnants are so fine as powder that if you blow upon it, and it will just blow away like dust.
在最近的日子里面，特别今年喺疫情之后咧，好多嘅信息里面咧，都系讲到末后嘅日子嘅嚟到。喺帮我帮弟兄姊妹嘅交通嘅里边咧，弟兄姊妹都好，我觉得弟兄姊妹都好敏锐，都睇到。
And because of the pandemic and the subsequent times that we've had, many brethren have shared on, whether from the pulpit or from general sharing, about the end times and what to expect as we look towards the end of the world. And also, because of the circumstances, many brothers and sisters are very sensitive to this particular perspective and looking at that particular area of discussion.
为此我都是要感谢主，主啊冇叫我哋啊白白嘅去经历呢个事情，而系落喺嗰个即系唔清唔楚嘅里边。
I thank the Lord because it is a source of thanksgiving that we should have, that we are not suffering through something like this just to suffer through it, but that there is something to come of it, something more substantial to allow us to be to have to be more alert.
当我自己睇见又听见又经历呢个事情嘅时候咧，都叫我自己里边有一个思考，就系我哋今日要存着咩嘅态度，当我哋睇见知道呢啲嘅事情。
But after having thought about this matter through the pandemic, and now having eyewitness a devastation caused by the wildfire, allowed me to consider as well about my attitude towards the end times.
我还想将弟兄姊妹嘅注力翻翻去希伯来书第十二章，我从25节开始读。
I'm going to refer brothers and sisters back now to the gospel, to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, and let's start with verse 25.
你们总要谨慎，不可弃绝那向你们说话的，因为那些弃绝在地上警戒他们的，尚且不能逃罪，何况我们违背那从天上警戒我们的呢？当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许说，再一次我不单要震动地，还要震动天。这再一次的话是指明被震动的，就是受造之物都要挪去，使那不被震动的常存。所以我们记得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神，因为我们的神乃是烈火。
Very quickly, from verses 25 to 29, it reads, "See to it that you do not refuse him who is speaking, for if those did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, much less shall we escape who turn away from him who warns from heaven. And his voice shook the earth then, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heaven. And this expression, yet once more, denotes the removing of those things which can be shaken as of created things, in order that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude by which we offer to God an acceptable service of with reverence and awe."
我哋冇时间去解释呢段嘅经文系点样讲，但有几个字咧，系当我睇嘅时候咧就喺度提醒我。
We don't have the time to explain or interpret this particular passage of scripture, but there are several key vocabulary words that we can focus on.
喺25节嗰度讲，有一个字讲到要我哋要谨慎。
In verse 25, it tells us that we are to be
see to it or be careful.
What was it?
See to it.
See to it.
我前两个星期有弟兄帮我哋交通嘅时候，讲到我哋提到我哋知道都神要再翻嚟嘅时候，我哋要存咩嘅态度？
Our brother shared with us last weekend about the attitude that we should have as we wait for the return of our Lord.
喺呢段日子里边，我相信弟兄姊妹好多时候都会，甚至从我哋自己口中都会讲到我哋要我哋要等候神嘅翻嚟，我哋要预备好，我哋盼望神嘅翻嚟。
And I'm sure that during these past many months, we have heard, and also maybe we even ourselves have stated, the fact is that we have to prepare properly for the Lord's return, that we have to hasten the Lord's return, wait for and hasten his return.
其实这个字呢，在我的口中都常常出现。
In fact, I say this all the time.
但是我当我讲完之后呢，我自己就在这想，那到底我这样讲，同埋我心灵嘅态度，我个表现系咪一致嘅咧
？But then I'm thinking to myself, okay, I've said it, and I can very easily say it in different circumstances, or different surroundings. But is that reflective of my real attitude and the actions that I would take? Are they consistent with one another? Oftentimes, I have to say that my attitude is too casual. If we know that a guest will be visiting us at home, we know for sure that we have to do certain things to prepare that for that visit, to fix, to clean our house or whatever. If that particular guest that's coming over is someone you're very, very familiar with, you're very close to them, your attitude might be, well, that's okay. I mean, it's not like we have to clean up everything. Just leave the house the way it is. That's just the way it is. Or we say, well, let's see, whatever's in the refrigerator, that will be what we will have to serve the guests as a drink or food. We don't take any extra step for that preparation.
我唔知道係咪因為有時我哋會話，主耶穌係我哋朋友，我哋就因為我哋咁樣講咧，我哋嘅態度咧就變咗，哎呀都冇所謂啦嚇，我你主耶穌，我主要再嚟，我哋亦係啊，主你喺門口敲門，你我開門啊咁我情況係點樣樣，就係咁樣樣啦。So
is it possible that we think of our Lord as being our friend? And so we have the similar type of attitude when we think about his coming, that it's okay, he'll come and he'll come. If he comes, he'll come. And then we think that, oh, well, he's knocking at the door, but that's still okay because I'll just let him in, just very casually, just permit him to come in. But in Hebrews, in this particular passage, the thought, the idea, the main focus that comes to me is that there is a warning here, that there is that the Lord, that God is repeatedly is telling us that we should see to it, be alert to it, to warn us of what is to come. But he doesn't warn us just through his words that are written for us to read, but he also shows it to us by the circumstances that we find ourselves in today. But why does the Lord show us these things? There are many images of that foretells for us what is to come when our Lord actually returns. But why does the Lord show us these pictures? Why does he give us the circumstances we're in to cause us to think about these things? Why? I'm not quite sure this is the correct interpretation, but this is my interpretation. The Bible tells us that the discipline of God begins with his household. So the fact that we have been granted salvation is not merely to allow us to escape from the judgment of our sins, not merely for us to be relieved from the burden of having to be destined for hell, and that we would eventually have a place in heaven. It's not merely those things.
Uh,
And just as our the sharing that came earlier, one of the reminders that came through our brother sharing last weekend was that there is a beautiful result that is set aside for us that is to come. And what God intends to redeem today is each and every individual, but more so, he wants to restore or redeem the entirety of the church body. So that we might be found to be holy and blameless as a vessel before him. And this is what God desires to attain in the people of God, in the children of God today. So when we think about the image of a consuming fire, think about what is in you or what is in your life that will be able to stand up to consuming fire.
今日神在我们身上的工作，特别是这些末后的时候，我自己是思想，叫我经过一切的时候，我们在神的面前，有什么在神的面前可以站立得稳，站立得住的呢？
So these set of circumstances that we find ourselves in today naturally causes me to think, when the consuming fire comes through, what do we possess that will be able to withstand the effects of that fire? What will remain after the fire has passed? Now we have a lot of reliances in our day-to-day life.
我们的工作，我们的家庭，我们的健康，甚至我们说我们属灵里面一些的追求。
We can say it's our family, we can say it's our work, we can, it might be even our spiritual pursuit.
但是我自己在想的时候，如果这一切神都要去炼净。
But if God consumes and takes away all these things,
当神的火在我身上过去之后，我剩下来的是什么呢？
After his fire comes through and burns up and consumes everything that that needs to be burned up, what will remain?
是不是好像那些尘灰一吹就没了，无影无踪？
Will our result be like those of the forest, those things which are tangible that burns to a crisp, and so therefore it's just dust, and so you blow on it, it blows away like dust?
我没有一个答案，我只有一个对自己有一个问号。I
don't have a proper answer for myself for this particular question, but this continues to be a standing question that I have for myself.
但这个是神的话，我知道这件事是必成就的，因为神话他曾经是震动地，而今天地都要震动，但是因为我们是得了不能被震动的国，我们应该是有一些东西可以传下来。
These are the words of God, and what he has spoken will happen. We know that he has shaken the earth before, but he foretells for us here that he will shake the heavens and the earth. So this is something that he will surely bring about, that we must hold on to that which is not shaken.
愿主怜悯我们，叫我们经历这些日子的时候，我们在神面前。
So may the Lord have mercy upon us that as we go through this these thought processes, allow us to come to a point where we truly become one who are able to stand unshaken after his fire has come through, and that we shall be still found at the end to be good and faithful servants.
我们唱一首诗歌，虽然时间不多，但我们唱一首诗歌。这首诗歌呢， 518首, 救我恩典。
I know we're short on time, but let us sing a hymn from the hymnal reef, hymn 518, Saved by Grace.
Oh. 好, 我们一起来。
Let's sing it together.
You're a young man, 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 you're aHim face to face and tell the story saved by grace. And I shall see him face to face and tell the story saved by grace. Someday my early house will fall. I cannot tell how soon it will be, but this I knowMy all in all, have a place in heaven for me. And I shall see him face to face and tell the story saved by grace. And I shall see him face to face that tell the story saved by grace.有人生涯就要死沉，地上工作从此完毕，得出情绪忠心仆人，我要进入永远安息，我要看见他面对面，我要诉说救我的恩典，我要看见他面对面，我要诉说救我恩典。Someday till then, I will watch, wait, emblem all trimmed and burning bright, that when my Savior I will greet, lips over him may take in flight. And I shall see him face to face,And tell the story saved by grace. And I shall see him face to face and tell the story saved by grace. 请我们按着圣灵的带领，有几位弟兄姊妹，我们一起祷告。
If you're led by the Spirit, we'll end the time here with some prayer.
Oh, 主啊，我着你的说话，主啊，万物的结局近了。Oh, 审判要从神的家来到开始。
Oh, Lord, according to your, according to your words, the judgment will come upon this world.
Oh, 主啊，审判是从神的家来开始。主啊，叫我们在神的审判台上亮光，你要照亮我今日还有短短的一段的日子。
And the judgment will come first to the house of God. And while we still have a few days, we still have time left now.
Oh, 主啊，叫我在你面前，主啊，你要警醒。
Lord, that we may be alert in you.
哦，主啊，按着主啊，你自己还俾我哋喺地上边有见证、有工作嘅时间。哦，主啊，叫我哋嚟去传呢个福音，天国嘅福音。
And while you still give us opportunity in this time, that you would, we would be ones who would preach this gospel of the kingdom.
我按着你所俾我哋权柄，使万民都作你嘅门徒。
And according to the authority that you have given, that all men, all nations will be your disciples.
奉父子圣灵的名为他们来施浸。
And according to the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, to baptize them.
凡你所吩咐的都教训他们要遵守，作为一个门徒。 直到世界末了。
And all that you've commanded them to do, that will be taught till the end of this world.
叫我哋唔爱惜我哋嘅自己。
That we would not love, be lovers of ourselves.
叫我哋好似有主耶稣基督嘅爱一样。
That we would have this love of Christ.
唔愿意有人沉沦，乃系愿人人都悔改。
That none would perish, but all would come to repentance.
并且叫我哋点样样用圣虔、圣洁催促等候我主耶稣基督嘅再来。
And how we would use holiness and godliness to hasten the return of our Lord.
因为我听见主嘅话，我必快乐。
That we've heard your words, Lord, that I will come quickly.
主啊，我愿你来。
O Lord, may you come quickly.
好过奉耶稣基督嘅名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
主耶稣，我哋感谢赞美你，因为你用厚恩待我哋。主啊，你唔单止喺恩典嘅里边救我哋，主啊，你还系喺你嘅旨意嘅里边拯救我哋。主啊，叫我哋进到去神嘅国度嘅里边。主啊，我哋等候嘅系乜嘢呢？主啊，系你自己嘅再翻嚟。主啊，我哋所要渴望见嘅系你自己嘅面。主啊，因此当我哋喺你嘅面前。主啊，咁样嘅蒙恩嘅时候，主啊，我哋唔敢稍微嘅放松。主啊，一面为着人嘅灵魂嚟到祷告，一面为着你嘅旨意能够通行喺地上，如同行喺天上嚟祷告。主啊，但愿你嘅权柄显喺我哋嘅中间，你自己嘅荣耀亦都显喺我哋嘅中间。多谢主俾我哋以上嘅时间，我哋咁样嘅祷告。仰望系奉主耶稣基督嘅名祈祷。
Lord, indeed you are good to us, and we want to worship you. Even we are unable to see each other face to face, but the love of Christ have united us together. Lord, thank you so much that we can worship you this way. Lord, as you promised that yesterday, today, and forever, Jesus is the same. Even we areunfaithful, but our Lord, you are always faithful, for yes, you cannot deny yourself. Lord, you are good to us. Let us press on to the end, for our Lord, you are waiting for us. And we pray that our Lord, your authority, your power, your resurrection power, be able to exercise freely among thy people. Lord, may you be magnified.May you be glorified. May your will be done in thy people. Lord, Lord, yes. Please come. We are longing for you. Lord, Lord, thank you so much. You are good to us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 好，我们今早交通聚会就要停在这里。